WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Rock critic Ken Tucker says the situation in country music right now is something like rock and roll in the punk rock 70s. The most popular music is the blandest, while an underground anti-Nashville movement called Alterna Country is trying to make music that is at once simpler and more passionate. Ken reviews two new examples of this tendency, Joy Lynn White's The Lucky Few and Robbie Falk's Country Love Songs.
Well, I've been hounding her for such a long time, trying to impress her with my hillbilly wine. But she told me I was barking up the wrong tree. She liked every kind of music but country.
Sometimes I feel when I periodically attempt to lure you into liking the sort of old-fashioned honky-tonk music I enjoy so much, that you must be saying some variation on what Robbie Falks talks about in the lead-off cut on Country Love Songs. I'm guessing that you've been turned off by all the middle-of-the-road, watered-down stuff that wins all the awards, that you indeed like every kind of music but country. But I'm trying to convert you to the worship of a big, beautiful voice like this one, belonging to Joy Lynn White.
If your first name is trouble and your second name is love, would they call you the last one when they use you anymore? Well, we might be related. Did you lose out on the deal? Try not to be so lonely. I know how it feels.
Joy Lynn White had a major label deal a few years ago, and she put out a pair of albums on Columbia that were models of the form. Bedrock country crooning that didn't hide the time she'd spent listening to Linda Ronstadt. The Columbia albums didn't sell, and White was dropped. But now that almost everybody who thinks they like country music is deluding him or herself with Leanne Rimes, Joy Lynn White has bounced back on an independent label, Little Dog Records, and put out her best yet, a collection called The Lucky Few, with thrillingly sad songs like this.
As I walk through this world of heartache and grief, with troubles abound to test my belief, I'm learning to let go of the things I can't have and hold on to the good things I do. But I'm not sorry.
Where Joy Lynn White tries to make sense of the country rock crossover that's been going on for 20 years, Robbie Falks is a young guy who prides himself on being a throwback, writing music that echoes 50s and 60s country stars like Hank Snow, Webb Pierce, Hank Thompson, and Carl Smith, guys whose names mean nothing to the contemporary country audience. Which is why his album is also on a small independent, Bloodshot Records.
Four walls, two hands, and one sad heart don't make a man much company. That's all she left me. My friends say I should find a new direction and forget these blues. But I don't.
There's a lot of the show-off and the smart-aleck in Robbie Falks. He can get cute, as when he writes a hymn to that mongrel food Scrapple, or parodies country's love of family in an over-the-top father-hating song, Papa Was a Steel-Headed Man. He acquired a cult among Alterna country fans for his song, She Took a Lot of Pills and Died, a title that passes for scandalous in the conservative world of country. I prefer his more straightforward stuff, like this song of sin, We'll Burn Together.
My friends all said I'd pay. My wife begged me to stay. But I couldn't tear myself away.
At their best, both Robbie Fulks and Joy Lynn White are getting at something good. The way country is still the best pop music way to get a handle on the everyday adult tragedies of life.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Robbie Fulks' Country Love Songs and Joy Lynn White's The Lucky Few. This is Fresh Air.